Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We're going to get right into it, and what we're going to get into today is a sensitive topic for some listeners, no doubt about it. And it's about President Trump's post-election strategy, the things that President Trump has done to challenge the election results since the election on November 3rd. And I've written about this before, and when I have, it has gotten a good deal of angry reaction from some people. A few weeks after the election, I wrote that President Trump's legal challenges were winding down, and that the press conference, you may remember it, from Sidney Powell, the president's lawyer at the time, talking about the Venezuelan angle, was actually harming the president more than it was helping him. So I wrote that, and then basically my position was the president has the right to make legal challenges to the elections, to the results in some states that he wants to overturn or that he thought were unfair. He has a right to do that. And all of these people on the left and in the press who were saying he was attacking democracy, he was mounting an assault on democracy. Well, going to court is not mounting an assault on democracy. It's actually playing by the rules. But on the other hand, the court challenges have not worked out. So on the Friday that the Supreme Court denied the Texas case against Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And on the Monday following that, December 14th, that the Electoral College met and elected Joe Biden president, I said it was time for Trump to stop, that there were no legal challenges that could overturn the results in the multiple states. He needs three of them, multiple states he would need to actually win the election. He would have to overturn the results in Arizona and Georgia and Pennsylvania, or Arizona and Georgia and Michigan, to actually win the election. So it's just not possible. So I said it's time for Trump to stop. And it got a very, very negative reaction from some people, not from others, but from some people, very upset, saying they've just begun to fight. And January 6th, when the Congress meets to ratify the Electoral College results, that's the real deadline. And a lot of talk like that. So anyway, I haven't written any more about it until the appearance of Michael Flynn, the former National Security Advisor, on Newsmax a few nights ago. And that has raised questions about the election and the role of the military that I think need to be addressed. So that's what we're going to do. There's been a lot of commentary in the last few days and hours about Trump and the election and the question of martial law. Now, it's unclear what the president himself thinks about it. You know, there have been reports that it was discussed in the White House. The president has denied that. In any event, nobody has reported what the president might have said were it discussed. The president tweeted on Saturday night that those reports were fake news and they were, quote, knowingly bad reporting. So we don't know what Trump has said about this, if anything. And we don't know what he thinks about it. But we do know what Michael Flynn, the retired three-star general, who was briefly President Trump's national security advisor, we know what he has said about it because he went on Newsmax and he talked about it. Now, the short version is Flynn floated the idea, and we should say that Flynn appears to have the president's ear on these election results now, because there's no doubt that Flynn, along with Sidney Powell, has been at the White House in the last few days and has met with the president. So can't say what they discussed, but he's certainly there. So Flynn has the president's ear on this. So the short version is that Flynn has floated the idea of the president seizing voting machines from around the country and sending the military into some key states to, quote, rerun the presidential election in those states. Now, the fact that Flynn is known for both his distinguished military career and for being railroaded by zealous Democrats who were targeting the president in the Trump-Russia investigation, known for both things, the fact that he would discuss such actions as a viable option is really stunning. I have to say, when I watched the Newsmax segment, I was stunned that he would bring these things up. Now, despite real concerns about localized irregularities in the election, for example, I want to know a lot better what happened on election night and early the next morning at the State Farm Arena in Fulton County, Georgia, in Atlanta. There are real concerns about some localized irregularities. There is no aspect of the current situation. No aspect of the situation. Joe Biden's victory has been certified in the various states. It has been formalized in the Electoral College. There is no aspect of this election that would justify military intervention in this election. For the president to follow Flynn's counsel, were Flynn to recommend it to the president and were the president to take the advice, would be absolutely disastrous, both for the country and for Trump himself. So, to go through what Flynn actually said on Newsmax, it was on December 17th. You can look it up on YouTube. Flynn said the president has, quote, a couple of options he can take, and he needs to take them. He needs to take them right now. So Flynn said that Trump, quote, needs to appoint a special counsel immediately to investigate the election. Now, there's been a lot of speculation that the president is considering appointing Sidney Powell to be that special counsel. Next, the president, quote, needs to seize these Dominion and other voting machines that we have across the country. Now, Flynn said that would allow the president to discover a foreign influence in voting systems used in the election. And he mentioned China, he mentioned Russia, he mentioned Iran, he mentioned Venezuela as possibly being involved. Brief sip of water. So at this point, the anchor on Newsmax, Greg Kelly, he tees up the question for Flynn. It's about the military. He just tees it up. So this is what Greg Kelly says. So I hear murmurings, you know, about the staff shakeup at the Pentagon. They're putting people in place who might not be opposed to aggressive action. And the president does have some options, at least on paper. Can you tell us what those options are and your opinion if he might take any of them? Okay, so that's how the question has been framed. There are people in the Pentagon who might not be opposed to aggressive action concerning the election. So Flynn says, I don't know if he's going to take any of these options. The president has to plan for every eventuality because we cannot allow this election and the integrity of our election to go the way it is. This is just totally unsatisfactory. There is no way in the world that we are going to be able to move forward as a nation with this. So the president, I just mentioned one of the options. He could immediately, on his order, seize every single one of these machines around the country on his order. Okay, so that's what Flynn says. He does not say precisely how Trump would go about seizing every voting machine from around the country or even only the Dominion voting machines. He didn't go into detail how that could happen. But then he got to the possibility of military action. Quoting again from Flynn, he could also order within the swing states, if he wanted to, he could take military capabilities and he could place them in those states and basically rerun an election in each of those states. I mean, it's not unprecedented. I mean, these people out there talking about martial law, it's like it's something that we've never done before. Martial law has been instituted 64 times. Okay. So he seems to be suggesting military intervention in the election, and he called it martial law. Now, if you look at the historical record, by the way, on martial law, there is no precedent for doing something like what Flynn has discussed. If you look at the Brennan Center, has a study back during the summer when there were riots going on. They looked at the impositions of martial law in the past and found 68. I don't know where Flynn got 64. They found 68. And they were, nearly all of them were by governors. And they applied either to a state or just a county in a state. And they were basically involving some sort of civil unrest in those areas, some very serious civil unrest. Abraham Lincoln imposed martial law during the Civil War. That was a presidential declaration. And Franklin D. Roosevelt declared martial law in Hawaii after Pearl Harbor. But there's just nothing like what Flynn is talking about. To send the military into, say, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, to rerun an election is just a jaw-dropping suggestion. The fact that it came from a military man was particularly troubling. I mean, Flynn is a retired 3-star general, and this was like something out of a movie. And Flynn went on to talk about the weakness, his disappointment, the weakness of some of the civilian leaders in the government. So Flynn has just outlined this military option, and then he says, I'm not calling for that. Well, he just mentioned it, but he says he's not actually calling for it. I'm not calling for that. We have a constitutional process. We clearly have a constitutional process that has to be followed. But I will tell you, I'm a little concerned about Chief Justice John Roberts at the Supreme Court. We can't fool around with the fabric of the Constitution of the United States. And I think that right now, here again, this is Flynn talking, I think that right now the Constitution, if the Supreme Court doesn't get involved in at least making sure that the fabric of that Constitution is held together, all they have to do is look at the evidence. They have to look at the evidence. I'm not certain. In fact, I don't believe that the Supreme Court of the United States has even looked at the merit of any of the cases that have been put forward yet. What they've been looking at is process, whether somebody crossed the T or dotted an I. That is unsatisfactory. To me, that lacks courage. That lacks moral fiber within the Chief Justice and, frankly, within the members of the Supreme Court. Then Flynn went on to express his dissatisfaction with the Republican Party and urged its leaders to, quote, stand up and fight for this president. Here again, the Supreme Court has only considered taking one case, which was the original jurisdiction case, the case from Texas. I think they clearly should, and I've discussed this before, they clearly need to get to this issue of state legislatures and state election boards, with election boards sort of taking over the authority to make election law, which the Constitution gives exclusively to the state legislators. So I think that's something they really need to take over. But none of these cases that Trump has filed has made it to the Supreme Court at this point because they failed at lower levels. Now, there are reports, and I mentioned them at the start, there are reports that Flynn and Sidney Powell are pressing this case. They're pressing the case that there was foreign interference and hacking in the 2020 election. They're pressing it at the White House. It's no doubt that they've actually gone to the White House. The talk about Flynn's ideas, this whole idea of sending the military to the states, got so much attention that Army leaders put out a statement on Friday saying, quote, there is no role for the U.S. military in determining the outcome of an American election. Okay. A bit more water. Okay. But if this was just talk. Was it just talk? What do you make of all this? I mean, was it just talk throughout Trump's presidency? His critics have failed, or perhaps more accurately, they've refused to distinguish between the president sometimes says and the things that he actually does. There's just no doubt about it. Trump has said all sorts of things, varying degrees of seriousness, and the press has gotten its hair on fire and gone off about it. when it was clear that the president was either joking or he didn't mean it, or it was not something that he seriously intended to do. So there, in this case, I think it's fair to say there is no chance that martial law will be declared. There's no chance the election results will be overturned. There's no chance the military will go into the states and rerun the election. Now, if you've followed Trump, I mean, it's easy to imagine him saying to somebody, they say I should seize the voting machines. What do you think? I mean, he would. That's a question he would ask somebody. That's the way he has discussed many, many, many things during his time in office. But at the same time, he has also shown repeatedly that that kind of talk is just talk. Jonathan Turley, the George Washington University law professor, wrote about this. Despite his alarming rhetoric, Trump has complied consistently with court decisions and worked within the legal system. I mean, the answer is, what is to the question, what does Donald Trump do when a court tells him to stop doing something? He stops doing it. And that's been the story during his presidency. But let's just say this was all talk. What about the idea that there are some things that one just doesn't talk about? And maybe having the military intervene in a U.S. election is one of those things, especially if it's the commander-in-chief doing the talking. We don't know precisely what Trump said. Got to stress that. But we do know what General Flynn said on Newsmax. And it was really outside the bounds of reasonable discussion. There's another issue to talk about here, which is Flynn's words were an embarrassment for many of the people who had defended him and who had criticized the treatment he received at the hands of the FBI and Trump Russia Special Counsel Robert Mueller. What can you say about that? I mean, Michael Flynn was railroaded. And no matter what he says about election, he was clearly railroaded. And he was railroaded as part of an Obama administration and law enforcement and intelligence effort to cripple President Trump as he came into office. And then his case was revived by Mueller in an effort to put pressure on Trump to have Michael Flynn spill some sort of mystical beans that would prove collusion. And Flynn's case was clearly used that way, and I think the Justice Department was right when it decided that there was no basis for the FBI to go interview Flynn on January 24th, 2017, just 4 days into the administration. So what Flynn says now does not change the fact that he was wrongly treated in the Trump-Russia matter. There's just no doubt about it. And Flynn is now speaking out, I think, because the president pardoned him. And it gave him the freedom to speak out. He still, you know, he doesn't have a legal case hanging over his head right now, so he can speak out. But the idea that he is promoting or suggesting or discussing about military intervention in the election, that if the president tried to act on it, would be a catastrophe for all involved. Flynn has been complaining that the leaders of the Republican Party would not support an action. That's correct. They will not support sending the U.S. military into the states, into Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, or perhaps others. They will not support that. And that is correct. And nobody else should either. So this is one of these cases in which we don't really know where the president stands, but we do know what General Flynn has said on television. And I think we can assume that some of that came up in White House discussions, because Flynn goes to the White House shortly after appearing the next day, after appearing on Newsmax. So anyway, this is an issue of real concern. And that's why I brought it up. I know there's a lot of negative reaction. On Twitter, I've gotten many, many many, many responses saying, you just don't know how severe the situation is. You know, grow a pair. You got to stand up and fight. Our republic is at stake. Well, I don't actually believe that our republic is at stake in this election. We've had lots of elections. And I believe the damage done, if the president were to follow Flynn's scenario, would be catastrophic for everyone involved, including for President Trump. So it's something I think needs to be said, and I understand that some people are not happy about it, but it just needs to be said. So we've said it, and that's enough. Want to thank you for listening, and hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Ricochet. Join the conversation.